Bank of Cardiff, this is Lena. How can I help you?
Yes, I have a reservation code.
Yeah, just one moment. I will be ready to take your reservation code. Okay, and what is your reservation code, please?
2311-1401-0048-1506.
Okay, let me check it. It's 2311-1404-0048.
Nope. Let's try this again. 2311-1401-0048.
Just a second. 01-0048 after that, right?
Yes.
And the last four digits?
1506.
Okay, that's right. Let's see. And that would be Robert Kaur?
That's correct.
Okay. And what is the name of your business, please, Robert?
Old Dog Trucking, OLDDOGG, on the Eagle Grove, Iowa.
Old Dog, and then the second word?
Trucking.
Trucking, mm-hmm.
Yes, OLDDOGG.
Oh, DOGG, okay. Okay, and how long have you been the owner of this business? When did you become the owner?
Well, about 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Okay, and so it's a trucking business, right?
Yeah, I own it. I am an owner-operator, one truck, one trailer. What I'm trying to do is do a consolidation loan between two pieces of property that I own and my truck. I need to pay off. I want to get everybody paid off who I owe, including my truck, and then use everything for collateral to have a consolidation loan and make one payment.
Okay. Are you current on your payments right now?
No, I'm a little behind, and I just got a $28,000 check from another truck that went up in flames, and the bank won't release the funds, which if they would, it, to me, then I can be current on everything. On my tractor trailer, I'm current, okay? But I have two cars. I got a car to pick up. I'm behind on, okay? And if they would have released the funds, everything would have been paid off except for my tractor trailer.
Okay, so let's put it this way. How many loans do you have right now?
Okay, I have a loan for a car. I have a loan for a pickup. I have a loan for the house, and I have a loan for my tractor trailer. And the trailer the trailer I use for collateral to buy the house, which is next. It's next door to where I live at. I have two houses, one's a rental, which I just rented out, okay? That's in process of being redone. So I owe money on repairs, okay, or building supplies.
Trying to do? What are you trying to use as a collateral?
I'm trying to consolidate everything into one neat package where I can make one check a month to pay everything, so I don't have to send 12 checks around, you know. I would have had everybody in town paid off, the contractors, the building supplies, so on and so forth. Today, including the loans on the cars, if the bank would have released, I got a check for $28,800, and it was made up to me. I deposited it in my bank. Well, they want to apply that to the loan on the truck. The Western Star that I have.
And what is the gross annual sales for your trucking company, let's say? What is your gross?
About $238,000 to $268,000 a year is what I gross as an annual operator.
And right now you need,
if I had $130,000, okay, I could pay up the house next door, the truck loan, and what the trailer and all that, and everybody I know, I rounded right off to like $130,000 is all I need.
Okay. And let's say you're not. Now, tell me. And if you will not pay them all off, how much would you need? Because I understand you want to pay them all off and have an additional money, right?
Well, what I have, I've got $58,500 for the house. I got, or no, that's for the check, that's for my truck. So I owe $27,585.11.
This is the balances, right? You're giving me the balances.
Right. Mm-hmm. I owe roughly $35,000 on between other small bills or parts for other companies. Overhead door. I mean, I've got all the bills right here in front of me. So I've got two other small bills that are, $2,855 for a car repair and paint that I owe down in Fort Dodge. Well, this is all local stuff, okay? Right now, if I don't get my taxes paid on my house, I'm going to lose it either way. And I only owe $712 for that. Graphics for the truck, that's another $819. So I've got all these small bills that are just driving me crazy. So I figure I did all my math today. Right now, if I had $130,000, that would clear me out with everybody I owe. Okay.
Okay.
And have a little cushion because I'm starting a new job Monday.
Okay. Now, listen.
I've been working over the road trucking for 42 years.
I understand. I understand you're stressed out with bills right now. Could you please tell me?
Idea.
Yeah, so I'm trying to help. So let's be realistic. It's almost impossible for you to get $130,000 and pay them off.
I know that.
What you can do, we can try to get you enough to bring you to the current situation. So you would pay all your bills up to the current. So you're behind, I believe, right?
Okay.
In payments.
Hold on 1 minute. Okay, if I can pay off these two loans right here alone, I got a $1,350 24-cent loan with one bank. The other one is $1,360.25. That pays off.
This is the payments which you didn't pay them, or what are you telling me? What is $13,000? I have no idea.
$1,300.
Oh. $1,360
will pay off one car loan, and the other one is...
But that's to pay it off. I'm not asking you to pay it off. I'm asking you to pay them enough so you would be current on your payments. How many payments you missed?
$35,000 would bring me up current and have a little nest egg where I can buy food for my family.
Okay, $35,000. That's better. Okay.
Could you hold on,
yeah,
please? That is the bank I'm talking about right now. Just hang on 1 second.
Fuck your abuse.
You there?
Yes.
Hello? You there?
Yes, yes, I'm here. I'm with
okay,
you.
Yeah, I just called the bank because I mailed the checks to them. I told them to hold on to them until I clear this up with the bank, the other bank.
Uh-huh.
So I figure somewhere around $35,000 would get all the other little things caught up and paid for and out of my way.
Okay, got it. I got it. Robert, do me a favor. I'm terribly sorry, but because we were inactive, my computer got frozen. Could you tell me these 16 digits again? It's 2311 and then?
1401-0048-1506.
Okay. Okay. So what we can do for you... it's to try to get you the unsecured loan on your business.
Pretty much.
And
this will also
okay.
clear up my credit card. I have one
exactly.
credit card. And that will clear that up too.
Okay. Okay. So I will need to see some of your documents. And I can send you an email with a list of documents I need from you. So what is your email address?
Bob C. Toll 1.
Bob C. O 1.
Bob B O B C is in cat. T O W. The numeral 1 at yahoo.com.
Okay. Bob C. Toll 1 at yahoo.com.
That's correct.
Okay. Good.
Where's your office, Otto?
In San Diego, California.
Been there many times.
And I'm sorry?
I've been there before many times.
Oh, you do? Ah. How did you like it?
Well, I travel all 48 states as a tractor trailer driver.
Uh-huh. How did you like San Diego?
It's all right. I wouldn't want to live there, but
yeah. At least it's a good weather.
Well, yeah, but I deliver at the naval base down there.
Oh, I see. On Coronado?
Nope.
I see. Okay, I'll send you what I will need from you. I will need 6 most recent bank statements and 1 year business tax return. What's the last year?
I've got that all handy right here.
Okay. And I will send you application, which you will need to fill out. When you will send it to me, it's maximum 48 hours, and I will tell you exactly what we can do for you. Okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Bob, my name is Lena, and write down my extension just in case you will not get my
okay.
email or something. My extension here is 33644.
33644.
Right. And I'll talk to you as soon as you will send me the documents. If you
Thank
have
you
any
much.
Questions,
have
call me. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good day. Thanks.